You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Briefly, let's pivot back to Kansas State, though. The news throughout the week, we all know Chris Klieman retired earlier in the week. Colin Klein, it's now official. He is the next head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats.
Still kudos to Mercury for breaking that one.
And everybody's very excited in Manhattan, obviously, to have Colin Klein back. He's going to be introduced today, a 4 o'clock press conference, if I'm not mistaken. He'll also speak at halftime of the K-State basketball game tomorrow there in Manhattan. So there's a lot of excitement. His flight lands actually in about 20 minutes or so there in Manhattan. So there'll be a welcome party there. The whole thing is all happening.
He'll talk at halftime of the basketball game tomorrow. Did you say that?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that
No accents either. It's just going to be a clean...
Hey. Oh, you don't think he'll do like a weirdo?
I don't know what the accent would be.
No, he's just going to be himself. He's not going to be weird like Brian Kelly. You know, he's going to be normal.
He's the only guy to actually do that, I feel like, in fairness.
And then you had reports suggesting that K-State may opt out of their bowl game. Now, it's been conflicting because there's some reports suggesting they already made a decision that players voted not to play in the bowl game. Then Brett McMurphy last night said K-State has not reached a final decision whether to participate in a bowl. K-State considering all its options. If K-State opts out, then all of a sudden you get like a 5-7 Rice team that gets in. If K-State opts out, the order of finish would be like, so Rice, Auburn, UCF would be the next teams that get in. If you're K-State, look, it's tricky with the portal. If players voted they don't want to play, well, then you're probably not able to, not gonna
play. How are you going to put enough people
together? And Colin Klein is coaching A&M in the college football playoff. So unless Chris Kleiman's coaching in the bowl game, then you got already a couple players in the portal. I think there's a real chance they don't play in a bowl game.
I guess this is the biggest issue as far as it depends on to me if a player or a administrator like Brent Yormark wants to get involved, because the thing that they don't factor in here is money. Teams get money for playing in these bowl games there and conference money. Yep. And it matters to these conferences that their teams get in these bowl games, get these checks, get college football playoff checks. It's how these conferences can stay where they are and stay viable where they are. So it's like, kind of need you to play. I don't know what to say. And for K-State, it's already a down year. You want a down year where you're 6-6, your coach quits, and you don't even play in a bowl game? That feels like you're backsliding in a big way. I feel like I'd want to stay as close as I could to where I want to be. And look, I don't think they're going to lose a ton of people having Colin Klein walk, but you lose people in the transfer portal no matter what. When you change coaches, then you're definitely going to lose people in the transfer portal. So do you have enough players to run a team, I guess?
I just think there's a chance that, while it's a bummer for fans, I think it helps with the transition not to play in the bowl game. As much as you want, maybe
you can just start the offseason.
Maybe you want Chris Klieman, to get a chance to coach and have a celebration, about his final game. But otherwise, I actually think for Colin Klein, while he's handling A&M stuff, trying to get his staff put together at K-State and all that, not having to worry about moving parts of what staff's helping coach in a bowl game and not helping coach in a bowl game and all that. I actually think for long term, as much as you like the extra practices, for Klein, it might be better that they just don't play in a bowl game this year.
Yeah, I see that it makes sense, but they're already going to be behind the eight ball because if they go on any kind of run at A&M, and they certainly can, then he's just out of the game for weeks anyway. And if you're just saying, hey, any of the staff that's remaining can just get on the ball and not worry about coaching a bowl game and instead worry about player retention and these other things, like, I'm going to need you guys work, because he needs his staff to be working while he can't work. And if you're saying eliminate the bowl game as a part of that, fine. I think this all comes down to Avery Johnson. Is Avery Johnson going to enter the portal? If they don't have a starting quarterback, then I think you're very inclined to not do this.
Yeah.
If you got Avery Johnson, roll out a team in a bowl game. Well, even if it's the, I don't know, whatever the lowest .com bowl. They're 6-6. I'm not going to play in some big bowl game, but.
Yeah, it'll be a lower bowl game. But there's a report out, I think, that Colin Klein's going to bring guys over from A&M to be part of his staff anyways. Like,
I'm sure.
I think that you're already, if the plan originally was for Coach Klieman to coach the game, then you kind of just let it happen, and then you make the transition from there. Because to your point, Cody, let's say A&M gets to the semifinal. That's January 8th or 9th. There's no bowl games. All the bowl games are done by then. So he isn't going to have a full staff until A&M season is done anyways. If Avery Johnson enters it, they still got Barnett and other guys to play. Just because Quay Moss is in the portal now doesn't mean they don't have another safety. They got a roster with 85 people on it.
Yeah.
Like, they still can field a team.
I guess part of this is,
it's
like,
just a matter of, do you, I think if Coach Klieman is not going to coach the bowl game, then you don't do it. But if the plan was for Klieman to coach the bowl game, then you play the bowl game. I don't think it matters that much.
If the report's true, and I don't know if it is, if the report's true that the players voted on it and said they don't want to play, well, then you don't play. I mean, if the players are saying they don't play, then you don't play.
I agree. If the vote was there and the players don't want to play, you can't just force them to do it, I guess.
I got to say, I'm a little surprised, though.
I am surprised that they voted not to.
If that's true,
I am as well.
Because Klieman, he's not like leaving for a different job. He's not, you know, like, I think there's like kind of a difference in that gold. He's not leaving for another job. He's not ditching you guys. He's done with it. Like, he's done with it. He's at an emotional end. And if you're at an emotional end, I would think as a player, you'd want to be like, yeah, we'll see it through with you, Klieman. You want to coach one more game? We got you. We'll get in the bowl
especially
game.
For like the seniors. This might be your last game. Why would you not maybe go give it one more ride? And, you know,
if I was a senior, I would want to play. Yeah.
If you're going to the draft, I think that also is part of the equation of, let me put, it's another potential game for me to put something on tape. And I know that sounds crazy to me, but like, if you're a player that is, you know, that you're going to go to the draft, why not just give it one more ride and
see? I'm the reverse. I'm the opposite on that one. To me, if I'm going to the draft, I don't want to play in the bowl game. I want to start focusing on my combine.
I want to start my draft
pre-draft
work, because the draft, and they all say this, is a completely different monster that doesn't even teach them the actual football skills. They just go out there and learn how to run a 40 and a shuttle drill. And
I mean,
all that
that's in April.
I know, they train early.
They go to the
Senior Bowl, you know?
If you get invited to the Senior Bowl, you play in the Senior Bowl. But if we're just talking about a player that's not going to have that opportunity, playing in a meaningless bowl game in December where a bunch of players have already opted out is not going to really change much of your draft stock. You go, a lot of these guys, they sign with an agent, they send them out to Arizona for these training facilities, and they literally just train for the combine. They're not even training for football. They're training to put up the best numbers at the combine, and then they never do any of that stuff ever again.
No. And again, if they voted against it, then there's nothing you can do. But if I were a player, I think I'd want to see it through with Klieman specifically. But if I'm a conference, I also would just be like, I'd like you to
complicated with the NIL stuff. Cause I'm sure if you're saying, wait a second, so they're opting out of a bowl game, but if they're getting, you know, this is where it's tricky.
They're a paid employee now.
You're paid. So what do you mean you're opting out of it? What do you mean you're opting out of playing in the bowl game? You don't want to play. Our school's going to get some money from it. That's where it gets really tricky.
It'd be like opting out of being this, you know, like, it's not a 7-seed, but it'd be like opting out of playing week 17. If you're a team who's not going to be in the playoffs in the NFL, and you're like, well, I don't want to play. You're like, well, you're under contract, so you're asked to go out on the field and play if we tell you to play. Like, at some point, this goes back to yesterday's conversation where there's still a weird power dynamic in the sport where players still have the option to say, I can leave whenever I want. I can do whatever I want, essentially, under any regard. And there's not much you can do about it. Still, we can just say, we don't want to play in the bowl game. But it's got to start factoring. It's got to be even more of a business for the player eventually, where the teams do need to have some control and say, no, we play in bowl games. We're 6-6. Well, we got invited to a bowl game. We're taking the check, and we need those kinds of checks to keep paying players like you.
Guys, and this is also, you know, like, okay, I'll use Missouri State as the example because we know what bowl they're playing in. They're playing in the Xbox Bowl. Traditionally, all the teams that play would get an Xbox. That's part of the thing. You'd get a little gift bag from Xbox, whatever. Instead, why not, like, the all the NIL stuff? Every bowl should have NIL money that they give to the players who play, plain and simple. I think that makes it, there's an incentive to play. We will write you a check for literally just playing the game. An NIL check. This is yours. You get to have it all. It's not a problem. You just have to play in the game. I think that
it's happening in college basketball with these preseason tournaments. KU was just in that Players Era Festival, and remember, each team got $1 million.
Yeah, you need to be in the same thing with the NIT or whatever tournament it was, to incentivize the players. Hey, play in this bowl game. We're giving you NIL money. I think, like, for these companies that run these bowl games, they've got the money and the funds to be able to provide something to the players. That's where we're at. I mean, they get paid to do the video game. Why can't they get paid to play in the extra bowl game from whoever, whether it's Xbox or whether it's Duke's Mayo or whatever the case is?
Can you confirm, are they getting an Xbox? Are they doing that?
I have no idea if they're getting an Xbox or not, but most states play Arkansas State.
I'll go out there and take a handoff, Cold.
That game used to be the Bahamas Bowl, too.
Absolutely obliterated.
That game was the Bahamas Bowl.
Talk about a downgrade.
Turned into the Xbox Bowl in Frisco.
These kids would have got a free trip to the Bahamas instead.
And an Xbox instead of Frisco?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Compared to the Bahamas, definitely.
That's kind of a real letdown. I'm sorry if you're from Frisco and you're like, what the hell? But come on, let's be honest here. It's like, the very least.
Oh, the answer's obvious. The Bahamas or Frisco, Texas, please.
I don't even know which part of Texas Frisco's in, but I'm going to guess the
near
middle.
Near Dallas. That's where the Cowboys facility is. It's like, it's outside
Frisco
of Dallas.
Frisco Rough Riders, Cody, the minor league team, right?
That's where the Cowboys' beautiful practice facility and stuff is in Frisco. That area's growing like crazy. That's where the Big 12 has done some of their media days there for football at that facility as well.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.